This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy, buttery little Wednesday. It is your sports bros. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Six right over there. Look at him.
So much going on in the world of sports.
No, there isn't.
No. Chet Holmgren got paid. Does that do anything for you?
No, it doesn't. There isn't much going on. But our old boss, the mustache, Jack Hutchinson, used to always say, there is always something going on in sports. And while technically true, I will say, as a sports radio host, for the better part of the last 20 years, and I'm guessing you will agree with me as we have been alongside one another that whole time.
Yes.
This is one of the slowest summers I have ever experienced.
Yeah, we need some sort of scandal. Normally, there's something good that happens, like some athlete, like, you know, gets arrested or.
Well, there was the one magical summer where, and I forget what year it was, but the Tim Donaghy betting scandal happened.
Yeah.
But also, Mike Vick. The dogfighting thing, that happened all like in the same time frame.
Yeah,
that
we're sitting around like all of a sudden. I was like, what?
Dude, our shows were done for like 2 months. It was great.
Tim Donaghy, react. Now we got Angel Reese on the cover of an NBA video game and people freaking out about it.
It's crazy.
Like, what?
It's crazy. But that's also fun for us because we get to do things that, well.
Yeah, you get hot ODOT talk.
Exactly. I also have, I want to tell you that coming up later on our show, I have more on Lake Oswego versus Us Poors.
Ooh, I do like that.
It's so funny. Yeah. This whole bit is just really
Someone
funny
Someone needs
me.
To organize the Lake Oswego Caddy Day. I mean, we really need to make it happen this summer.
Well, there's one guy that ain't having that.
And
I will tell you who that is coming up in the club. In the club. I teased this by saying that I have to take an L on a subject.
Yeah, talk to me.
A sports subject.
For the first time ever.
I have to admit defeat on something. Now, see, like, when you're in sports talk, you know, I think people assume that you have a big opinion about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys do.
Sure.
I find those guys kind of nauseating.
They're very hot takey.
Well, there's just, like, how could you possibly be that passionate about everything? You just can't.
Yeah.
Some of it's fake.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It gets listeners. I'm a little bit more the approach of, look, there are some things I don't know about. I'll tell you about it. If I didn't watch a game, I'll tell you. If I don't care, I'll definitely tell you.
Yes, you will.
But then there are other things where I'm dug in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I feel strongly about this. And one thing I felt strongly about that I must come clean that I am defeated on
okay.
is that the Big Ten and the Ducks going to the Big Ten
yeah.
was going to be so much tougher than the old Pac-12.
I do remember that, yes.
I fought Joey on it.
Yep.
And
yeah, you were
Doug Harrington yet. Was like, dude, it's the same thing. He's like, yeah. I think his point is, who like Indiana was actually good this year, but so that's a bad example. But like Purdue sure. or
Illinois, Minnesota.
He's like, that's all this. My thought was in college football that if you go to the Big Ten, I think it's going to be deeper in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, like the top heavy teams, you know, obviously Oregon can hang with Ohio State. They beat Ohio State.
Yeah, last two times. Last two regular season times. Playoffs.
Slow down there.
Not
but
so much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, top heavy, all conferences have really good programs
at
the top.
You got to go through some big boys.
But I was thinking that if they move to the Big Ten, I think it's going to be tougher week to week playing in the Big Ten. At least I thought that. I was dead wrong about that. Dude, the Big Ten sucks.
Well, to be fair to you, I don't like making any sort of sweeping judgments off of 1 year. I do think last year when you watched Oregon kind of buzz their way through that conference. You know, Wisconsin was a game that there was a, you could say, gave them some challenges. They didn't play particularly well.
Yeah, but
that,
how many
that,
times did Oregon in the Pac-12 just have?
Exactly. And that was like, kind of, and that's kind of my point.
It's like
you're on the road, you're on the road at Arizona State. So, I mean, we'll live to see if that middle of the conference ends up being, you know, problematic year after year after year, or if Oregon just is above that. The one thing I would say is going to the Big Ten and having brought USC with you, I do think that when you were in the old Pac-12, right, you had to go through USC, you had to go through Utah, and let's say Washington, right? Would you say on average,
yeah.
Stanford was there for a bit, right? Give Stanford. Yeah. That was your... I would say most year to year, those were your core, the big boys, right? And I think in the Big Ten, having to go through USC, which you brought with you, still there, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan, I do think that is a...
It's tougher.
That's tougher.
Yes.
But yeah, I
but again, just because the top is tougher
doesn't mean
the whole league. I thought the league was just going to be, it was going to be much. I thought the Ducks were going to get tripped up in places that you just
sure
took for granted in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Or
and like I said, as this goes along, you may find that Nebraska and Wisconsin and teams like that end up being more challenging. I just think in college football, I think there's about 12 to 13 teams on any given year that are in one category. And of that 12, there's three or four that are actually different, the really, really top heavy. And I just don't think there's any difference.
Everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
Well, that's what Joey Harrington was always saying.
And I think he's... I do think that will bear out.
And I was like, I don't know. I just think there's more of them in tougher places. You get in cold weather.
Yeah.
Big Ten on the road is a little tougher. They play better defense.
Well, it is longer road trips. It is colder weather. So again, as the years go on, that may prove.
It may be. That's true.
That may prove.
But
to
last year, dude, the Big Ten was not only did it, I mean, generally suck.
It didn't give you a lot of
it
pushback.
Wasn't any better than the Pac-12,
no,
is
but,
what I'm saying.
But I will say that if I had a choice between.
It was not only just kind of bad.
Yeah.
It was boring.
Yeah.
It was not as exciting as the Pac-12.
Yes.
And I think we kind of knew that because of the styles.
Yes.
But it was like, this is not all it's cracked up to be. And I get it is because, it comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
Why you jump to the Big Ten. And you get to play big-time games and at Penn State and Ohio. You know, I get the top part of it. But the rest of it
is
garbage.
Yeah.
The Rutgers, the Northwestern, the Maryland, the Minnesota, the Purdue. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's actually more terrible than the Pac-12 because it's more boring.
Well, and it's also bad that you weren't used to seeing. Sometimes the garbage that you see...
You covet. Because one time 10 years ago, they jumped up and beat you.
Yeah.
So you respect them more.
Yeah. There's that. Like, if no offense to some of those teams, but if you watched some Washington State, some Cal, some Arizona football over the years, there's some really There's
well,
some
it's
really...
bad, but I think the bad was like Friday or Saturday night, 55-49 double overtime was awesome.
Yeah, there's an idea out in the West. You sling it around a little bit.
The Iowa-Illinois 13-10 is not.
I'll tell you what, though. If you asked me, this is what I was going to say. If you said, who would I want to go on the road in December to play? Would I want to go on the road and play Cal or Arizona? Or would I want to go on the road and play, let's say, Iowa? Or Nebraska.
Well, Iowa's pretty good, though.
I know. I would much rather play on West Coast. I do think going into cold weather in November and December, as the years go on, some of those may end up being problematic. But for the most part, I tend to think that the Joey Harrington theory of once you get past a certain point, everyone's the same. And I played in one of those conferences where we played 2 to 3 teams every year that were pretty good, right? Our schedule at BYU was usually one big top 10 to 15 team. We would play Notre Dame. We played Florida State. We played Alabama. We played Washington, right? We played one of those teams. And then we would play 2 other decent teams. We'd play Cal. We played Virginia, Mississippi State, teams that were considered kind of middle of the road power conference. And then we would play, our Mountain West schedule. And I played enough of those games. When you played a Florida State, we played Florida State when they won a national title, you're like, oh, that's different. Like, immediately. Sean Alexander at Alabama, you're like, oh, crap, that's different. There's a reason why they went to the, they ended up playing in the Orange Bowl that year or whatever. But playing Cal, playing those teams like that, playing Virginia, playing Mississippi State, they were no different than us. And we were in the Mountain West. You know, but if you put us in those conferences, like you get beat up, like you saw it when Utah came over to the Pac-12, you had to take your lumps for a little bit. When if Boise State were to come in, you would take your lumps for a little bit. But for the most part, when you recruit at that level, recruiting at a level between like number 20 and number 40, there's no difference. Then it comes down to coaching. It comes down to player development. It comes down to styles. But for a team like Oregon, now, if for a team like Washington State or someone, Oregon State joining the Big Ten, they may find it more problematic. But for Oregon, Oregon's beyond all that. Oregon recruits at a top 5 level.
Yeah, they're different now.
So I think they've risen above that. I think to another team joining the Big Ten, I'll take BYU. If BYU went from the Big 12, where we were good last year, we were competitive, damn near won the thing. If you put us in the Big Ten, I think we would notice it a much bigger problem than Oregon joining the Big
Ten.
Well,
yeah, and that might be part of it. And maybe over time it does prove to be tougher because of what you're saying. And Oregon's not quite as good and they trip up. I just felt like there were way more pitfalls. And again, schedules aren't balanced. They're different every year. Yep. Sometimes you miss some of these bad teams. Sometimes you miss some of the good teams. So maybe over time it will just all even out. But I just really, you know, I just thought, man, there's going to be some scary games. Yeah. And there really weren't.
No.
Like, shockingly not. Like, when Illinois finished 4th in the league.
Yeah.
And they came to Autzen, dude. They were terrible. Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Indiana, Oregon would have, I think Oregon would have pounded Indiana.
Agreed.
Then it's just about Penn State and Ohio State. It's the Iowas and the Nebraskas and maybe a trip to Minnesota or a trip to, well, Wisconsin was close. Mm. You know, it's those types of games that I thought there were just more of them in the Big Ten than in the Pac-12. But that still may prove to be true over time. It's just last year it wasn't, and it made me want to come clean that, dude, it's the old, I miss the old Pac-12, first of all.
Yeah.
And more than I thought I would. And I had a little too much respect for the Big Ten and the depth of the Big Ten. I just did. Those teams are not that good.
Yeah.
They're just not.
I mean, I looked like UCLA was the definition of meh. And UCLA lost to Minnesota by a field goal. They beat Rutgers by a field goal. They beat Nebraska by a touchdown. They beat Iowa by a field goal, but they lost to Washington. Like,
yeah, that's insane.
UCLA is not great, and yet UCLA was, they were fine. They were a 500 football team, including some wins over the
Big
Ten.
Well, they went 5-7.
Yeah.
But they kind of got it together at the end. Yeah. Right? Weren't they really bad?
Yeah, they were bad early. And then they kind of figured it out.
By the way, on this note, there is an SEC quarterback that stirred up a little controversy when he was talking about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This very thing.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
he was
recently.
Trying to, he was peeing in people's Cheerios.
And we will get to that coming up. And something else I had to tell you about. I get to bitch about Juan Soto.
Yeah, this Juan Soto hate, I won't stand for it.
Yeah, there's some Juan Soto hate coming up.
Yeah, well, prepare for me
and
to
if you
lob it back at you.
If you weren't, you're going to be a Juan Soto homer.
Yeah, I am.
And if you weren't, you would agree with me.
No. Make the argument. Well, it's not an argument. Who was the player of the month?
I have no idea.
Let me give you a hint. The National League player of the month?
Well, it has nothing to do with how good or bad he is.
Juan Soto.
It's how big of a douche he is. And this you can't argue against.
I like the Juan Soto shuffle.
And that's coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.